As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome everybody to season 3, episode 8 of The Psychologists Are In. I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Albertson.
And today we are talking about Gus Walks Into a Bank. I love this episode. This is the episode where Gus is taken hostage inside the Santa Barbara Bank and Sean has to take matters into his own hands and help save his best friend. Enjoy. We got plenty of time for a podcast, Tim.
To podcast the shit out of it, you mean?
Plenty of time to podcast the shit out of it.
Most importantly, how do I look? I haven't really had time to do the hair.
I was going to say, and we hadn't even gotten to it yet. Okay, you look fantastic. You look fantastic, but I'm going to make one note.
Pull your glasses down
on the other side. There you go.
Good, because that drives Allison out of her freaking mind when my glasses are crooked. She's like, you look like a nutty professor.
I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. But I think you would be upset with me if I let it go and I didn't say something.
She would be upset with both of us.
Yeah, because like, of course. It would be like not telling someone if they had food in their teeth.
Do you have a booger? By the way, any bats in the cave?
Wait, let me see. No, you're good. Okay, you're good. I took your advice on better lighting, Tim. So I feel like
It looks great, yeah.
I'm in my little art room, so... Yay. I've been painting a lot today. Yes. Hi,
Maggie.
So I think this is okay to say. How was your dental appointment?
It was pretty long and incredibly novocaine involved.
A lot of novocaine.
Uh-huh. So like, because the cavity was close to the root, Mark Schimmel, our dear mutual dentist, mm-hmm. and my mm-hmm. dear friend, had to really go to town. So like my tongue was not my, up until just like 5 minutes ago, my entire face was numb. Like even my ear was numb. I think it's come back now. So if I sound a little lispy, y'all know why.
Mark Shemla, he's so great.
I'm gonna attempt to take a sip of water.
Oh, this wait, let's go. All watch. Should we all watch? This feels very exciting.
Oh shit.
Can he do it?
I can't do it.
Sorry. I didn't see any dribbles.
I couldn't go. I can't get my lower lip out to drink.
This is going to be an amazing episode, everyone.
I can't put my lips around the bottle.
It's really exciting. Thank you for coming with us on this journey. Tim, you did it.
I got a few drops.
You got a few drops.
Only two and down the shirt. I'm wearing a shirt that if I get anything on it, you'll see. So I'm going to get off to the side again.
Okay. He's off to the side, folks. This is what's happening right now. Oh, he did it. You did it.
Yay.
Yay!
Luckily, I have a whole box of Kleenex here to
thank goodness.
Get the dribbles out of my mustache and my beard.
I love it. I'm wearing my merch.
You're wearing your awesome merch.
Wearing my awesome merch. Love it.
Hi, Maggie.
Are you in pain? Hi, Tim. Are you in pain? Are you?
Thanks
numb?
For asking. No, I'm not in pain.
Okay, good.
Do up some Advil, probably since we're done in an hour with the podcast.
Okay.
Hey, Maggie, what are you ready to do?
I'm ready to podcast the shit out of it, Tim. I'm really ready to. Are you? Are you, though?
I'm going to be honest with you. Normally, my go-to, of course, is hell's yes.
Yeah.
But in light of the recent dental work, which, by the way, thank goodness we pushed this an hour because we were going to record it 2 instead of 4. So
no.
I would not have been able to form any words.
Mm-mm. Good call, Allison, who was the one who was like, I don't think you're going to be ready to speak by then.
Yeah, let alone the amount of novocaine Mark had to use. To answer your question, emotionally I'm ready. Physically, I don't know if I'm ready, but
I got you. I got you. I got it.
I know you do. I know you do, partner.
Did you use the laughing gas?
I was going to, because I do it all the time, but because he was using a dental dam,
yeah,
there's a little too much stuff in my mouth. There wasn't room for it to get the Novocaine.
Oh,
so,
I see.
So I didn't get the nitrous this time.
The nitrous oxide.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But I tried to tough it like a big boy.
Thank you all for coming with us on Tim's dental journey. We're
the
all
dental
so
aftermath.
Happy your tooth has been taken care of before it got to the root. You know, I've had two root canals.
I also just had to have one last week. She said it was not fun.
They're just long. I feel like they get a bad rap because I feel like as long as you're numb, it's just a very long process. There's a lot of pressure. There's a lot of noises. There's like that fear that if you're not numb, that they're just going to hit the nerve at the wrong time. There's all that.
But apparently the good news is post that she was feeling no pain because obviously they took out the nerve.
Exactly. So they're wonderful. I actually had to have an emergency one last year because I've heard people talk about it. And I think that's what people mean about like needing a root canal is the worst part is when you hit the point where you actually need the root canal because there is a lot of pain. So I've been lucky to like, I caught the other one before it got to that point. But this I had, I think I can tell this story. I was testing for a show. This was last summer. And Tim, I think you'll probably put together what it was. But I do. It was the morning of the Zoom test. Like, what are the odds that, so I go to bed and I'm like, I took a couple of Advil. I'm like, this is God. I know what's happening. I know what's happening, but I got to do this test. And I've got to, this tooth really has to hang in until I get
one,
done.
So this I did the one that involves some singing, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in addition to having to Zoom test and sing with a
root canal level pain,
necessity. That's hard to say.
Necessity. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Yeah, thanks for joining Maggie and I on Dentistry with Tim and Mags.
Maggie and Tim's dental stories. All right.
Mark took a picture of he and I in the chair, so I will.
We got to post a sweet picture of Mark for sure. Let's dive in, Tim. What do you think?
I'd say let's go. I think they are going to riot unless we start talking some psychologists are in.
Correct. Okay. Couple of thoughts, but maybe I'll just start in and I'll... Everyone should know we had a lot of people who actually wanted to be a part of this, but bless everybody for being so busy right now. That is such a great thing. Andy, Dule, everybody is working and we could not be happier for them. And so they wanted to be here, but it is Tim and I today. Yeah.
Your co-host Bestie is ready to take you on and dive into Gus Walks Into a Bank.
Exactly. Okay, let's go. Episode 8. Do you believe we're halfway through season 3, Tim?
No!
I know. What is happening?
Shakes fist at the sky.
So fast. Like, seriously. Ugh, time flies when you're having fun. Okay, episode 8. Gus walks into a bank. Written by Andy.
Andrew Berman. Yay!
Who loves so much.
Our dear Andy Berman.
So much. Andy, who I exchanged some texts, very sweet texts with a couple days ago. He calls me Maggles. No one calls me Maggles, but Todd and Andy, and I love it. It's like it's a funny special thing I have with them. You call me Maggie.
I call you Maggie. I like Maggles, so I might have to.
Maggles is cute. It always makes me happy. He always puts Maggles with a bunch of exclamation points. Anyway, we love you, Andy, and we love this episode. Okay, pineapple sighting.
I actually found this one for once.
Yes, so did I, but go ahead. You say.
It's at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. It's on the hot dog delivery device in the zip line.
Yes, but Devin, because she is a super sleuth, found... So that's a good one, Tim, because I caught that one too. There is a pineapple when Sean has to go to the bathroom in the bank. So, and then the one at the end, the snack delivery system, has a pineapple shape carved into the... right above the hot dogs. And then lastly, Sean mentions ham and pineapple pizza while delivering the pizzas into the bank. That's right. So there's a mention of a pineapple as well.
There's an audible.
All right. Cold open. Gus questions Sean about why he won't enter the bank with him. It's merely because Sean is holding a grudge on them for not lending out a simple business loan for a dumb business plan of his. I want to call out, I believe, and we can get this, we can check on this. The song playing in the car, I believe, is a Friendly Indian song. It sounds like Steve. And
well, that would be dumb if they didn't do that.
Right? That was the first thing I wrote down. So we'll get that. We'll clarify this. But as Gus waits in line to deposit a check, he scans the bank, noticing a nice-looking lady behind the counter, only for another lady to ruin his special moment by screaming, "He's got a gun." Yes. Okay. All of a sudden, Lassie and Jules arrive at the bank, alerting
Sean. Question would be our bad guy, perhaps bad guy, played by the glorious Alan Rook,
who we had
Psych All-Star, remember?
So much fun with. Like, we had so much fun with him. He's now on, like, the biggest show on television, obviously. And he was also in one of the best movies ever, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But he is, he's on Succession now.
That little show. And then which is nominated for like 47 Emmys, I think it is.
Yeah.
So, and of course, he returned for Cloudy Chance for Improvement because he was one of our,
that's right.
A show that we cast with our favorite actors and brought them back.
Mm-hmm.
Some of our favorites. So he's a distinguished member of the Psych All-Star team.
He is. He is a Psych All-Star for sure. Also, this moment when Sean says that Gus is in the bank, I had chills. All of a sudden, Lassie and Jules arrive at the bank, alerting Sean there's been a hostage situation. Sean attempts to run in instantly to save Gus, but Lassie holds him back. Cue the theme song. That moment when you grab him, I had chills. It was emotional. It was so sweet.
James is built like a, shall we say, shit brick house. So he's a very strong man.
He is strong.
So wrestling him was much like in the pilot we discussed. Wrestling him to get him to do anything physical that he doesn't want to do is very difficult. So that's one of those days where I kind of whispered, like, "Please make me look good here, buddy. ease up a little bit. We all know you could beat me." I have to point out, get those shots ready, buddy, because.
Oh my gosh.
Julia O'Hara is in back in the red family. She's in the Pepto drink family. And I think this is Psych first here.
If you know me, you know I have been obsessed with Thrive Cosmetics for a while now. Not only do they make incredible makeup, but Cause is in the name for a reason. Every purchase from Thrive Cosmetics supports organizations that help women thrive. Thrive Cosmetics' message is incredible and inspiring. For every mascara, eye brightener, lip gloss, other makeup item purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, fighting cancer, and more. Plus, the makeup is stunning. These are high-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. That means no parabens, sulfates, or phthalates. Certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which you all know is so close to my heart. I use the Brownish Black Liquid Lash Mascara every single day. It mimics the look of lash extensions without damaging glue or expensive salon prices. And it actually lasts and it doesn't smudge. You guys, I've literally had people stop me and ask me if I had lash extensions. I'm not kidding. And all I use is this makeup. I also have the eye brightener, which helps me look like I've had plenty of restful sleep, even if I haven't, which is a lot of days. I am so grateful. It's a vibrant, well-rested look in 13 shimmering shades. I recommend the copper shimmer shade, but that's just me. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/pineapple. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CauseMetics.com/pineapple for 15% off your first order. What is this like first?
You are rocking the Chief Vic popped collar, which I don't think I've ever seen you do before.
Oh, it's funny. I wrote down sunglasses because we are so badass with our sunglasses almost throughout this whole episode.
They were double aviatored up.
What's that?
We're double aviatored up.
We are double aviatored. I love it. But yes, I like the red, which I think was perfectly lined up with like the potential love or a, you know, romance connection thing that was going on, which is very funny. So I had the chills. I got the chills in that. I thought he was so good. And I also just thought this episode from the second we're in it immediately. Like there's just that one little bit with them at the top, and we're off and running in this hostage situation. It kicks off real good.
This is a full bore adrenaline ride of an episode.
Yes, the whole thing. And Eric Laniville, who we also love, who did several Psychs, directed this one.
Directed the shit out of
the
this
shit
episode.
Out of this one. Directed
Much
the
like
shit
Mag
out
and I are going to, if not, if we haven't already, don't worry, kids. We're going to eventually podcast the shit out of this episode.
Yes, we are podcasting the shit out of this episode.
Even though I can't feel my face.
So you don't really know what we're doing right now.
No.
I'm going to tell you in 2 hours what happened.
Okay. Well, I'll know on Thursday when I listen as I'm doing my walk.
Exactly.
Which
exactly
I'm still
walk.
Sore from last Thursday.
You walked far, Tim.
I hit my mile, which I haven't done in a long time because it's been so freaking hot to walk.
You walked such a walk. I love it. One of my favorite things in the world are the Thursday updates I get from you and your mileage.
Well, honestly, you keep me going because I, like 3/4 of the way into the episode, I was like, I could stop now. Then I was like, no, I got to. And I look, I look at my mileage. I'm like, I can't send Simags anything less than a mile because you are my biggest cheerleader.
I also just realized that we haven't had a podcast since our little reunion night. So why don't we finish the episode and then. The psychos, I think, will be upset if we don't talk about how special our night was. All right. So Chief Ick alerts the gang that she called in a negotiator and SWAT team. Out pops Gary Cole.
Interesting side note here. I thought it was interesting that Lassiter was a little miffed that she called in SWAT. He literally called them like, why do we need these adrenaline junkies?
Yes.
Which we kind of get a little insight soon when this amazing shot of Gary Cole hopping out of the delightful Gary Cole.
Yeah, who was also
as a
great.
Human being and as an actor. Funny as hell. I mean, you obviously all know him from Office Space.
Yes, and a lot of things.
He's and a million so other things.
Yeah. He also, I saw some of you guys, Grace, I think it was you, if you're listening, posting a photo, or maybe it was Danny G, that was like, where is this photo in the episode? And it's me.
Oh,
you
it, was,
and
it was the psych out.
It's the psych out, yes. And I meant to respond. So for all of you wondering why that photo does not exist or why that moment doesn't exist in the episode, it's because it's from the psych out.
Which I couldn't find. I tried to look for it online. I couldn't find the psych out. I just remember being very funny and Gary being like totally game to look foolish with us.
Oh, totally. If we can find that, we'll post it. So if psychos, get on that.
we need the psycho.
Because we can't find it. Yeah. Okay.
Because I don't remember even what song we did it to. But it was something awesome.
It was something awesome. I feel like it wasn't a popular song. I feel like I had to learn the song. That's what I remember. Anyway, he was down and we loved him for it. So, all right. Hostage negotiator. Okay, Sean decides to call Gus inside the bank, and the hostage taker, Alan Ruck, smashes his phone in a panic. A person from the crowd yells that one of the hostages is diabetic and that he'll need food shortly, so they decide to have a pizza party. Sean, Lassie, and Jules speak privately as Sean mentions his dislike of the negotiator, but Jules promises they're in good hands with him, only to cut to a flashback of the negotiator placing his hand on her lower back.
Something's amiss.
Jules then spills the beans that she and Cameron, which isn't Cameron the name of Alan Ruck in
100%. It's in my notes. Yes, it's a nod to Cameron to Ruck's character in Ferris Bueller.
Totally.
Obviously.
That we're dating. Even though Lassie dislikes him as well, he loves Sean's disappointment.
As soon as Lutz and Lassiter get together, there's obviously some bad blood between them.
Yeah.
I felt like when Lassiter confirms that you are dating Lass, I feel like there was a little bit, it was interesting, there was a little jelliness out of Lassiter.
Yeah, I think there was like some satisfaction and also maybe, well, yeah. I mean, I think that Juliet is very, like, very focused on Lassiter at all times. So even if it's not romantic, it's still, my attention is being directed somewhere else. he doesn't like it.
I didn't like, it must have been, I don't remember what I was playing at the moment, but subtextually wise, I think there was jealousy that, if not romantic, at least that her attention is going somewhere other than her partner.
Yeah.
And especially on this guy that he doesn't like.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. He's a tough guy, this guy. Anyway, The hostage taker requests that they send in a regular person, not a cop, to deliver the pizzas, which means it's time for Sean to shine, but not without making a scene first. Sean checks all of the pizza boxes, then retorts, "I wouldn't accept these if I were you." He makes a giant scene only for the captor to pull Sean inside the hostage situation as well. At least we all have a sigh of relief once Sean and Gus are reunited. Yes, I know. Sean claims he has to potty. So as the hostage taker walks Sean to the bathroom, he mentions he's not like normal people. He's a psychic. He then reads Phil and gains his trust. Sean calls the negotiator to give him some updates on the case, but he doesn't believe Sean. So Sean calls the second best choice, Lassie, and he calls you maybe one of my favorite Lassie nicknames ever. Lassa Opsos.
Lassa Opsos. I meant to write it down. I couldn't get to it in time.
Just.
Lassa Opsos. It's so cute. Good.
Lassie, he reveals that someone captured the captor's wife in order for him to steal diamonds for him. Sean and Gus talk to the bank manager while being held hostage, learning more details about the case. Sean notices that the SWAT team is about to shoot Phil, so he jumps on him, knocking him over awkwardly, claiming free hugs. Henry, while eating a sandwich, watches the news and hears Sean's name mentioned and says, "This can't be good."
And what color jacket is the television reporter wearing? Or the woman on the street reporter?
Is it
Pepto pink?
Oh my goodness. There's just so much pink. There's so much pink. I didn't realize just how much pink there was. Okay.
In the whole world.
In the whole world. Sean has a theory that Phil's wife is being held hostage at one of the aforementioned foreclosed homes. So once the captor sets Sean free, Lassie and the negotiator fight over who gets to debrief him, only for Sean to claim he's not wearing any briefs. Henry heads to the crime scene and tells Sean he only has 1 hour until the SWAT team will use tear gas. As Sean heads off to debrief with Lassie, he first has to stop and shake a pretty lady's hand. Sean then explains what is going on with the situation, mentioning to Lassiter that he should take risks and grab life by the little Lassiters. I wrote that down.
It did make me laugh.
It was so good. Sean asks Lassiter to break protocol, and when Lassie agrees, he claims he's so sexy right now. Very cute moment between the two of you. Jules decides to run off and join them as they search for the wife, leaving her negotiator boyfriend behind. Boyfriend. Sean then teases Jules about her boyfriend, asking if he has old man boobies and if she'll sponge bathe him.
I woke up thinking about this line.
sponge bathe him later that night. Very, very cute. He is, when Sean gets like rattled by something, it's always so cute. He just turns into like a 10-year-old, like an 8-year-old. It's just, and he can't let it go. He just can't let it go. It's so funny.
I'm checking my middle-aged pectoral muscles. That line cut a little deep.
You're fine. All right. Jules and Lassie scour the perimeter of a foreclosed home, only for Sean to pop out of nowhere, giving Jules his blessing to date the old man negotiator. Lassie breaks in the door only to find... I actually like that scene between Juliet and Sean, because when he gives the blessing, you see Juliet just a little bit like, oh, really? Why? All right. Lassiter breaks in the door only to find the wife blindfolded and gagged. Back at the bank, Phil takes the bank manager into a private room, asking where his wife is, only to be hit across the head with a golf club. Apparently, this was a two-man job. Sean claims that the bad guy had escaped through the sewer system trying to throw Cameron off. He's actually in the air vent. I thought that was such a funny moment. I'm like, why does he do this again? And then it...
I know, I totally know. I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, same. And then it comes out later. Lassie then crawls through the air vent, which is also very sweet, because he could have let Cameron save the day. But hold on. Lassie then crawls through the air vent, only to find the bad guy and latches onto him while backup is called in. So he sends Cameron off for two reasons. One, we know now, and another we find out in a moment. But... back at the psych office, Jules visits Sean, returning Gus.
Stop right there before you.
Yes.
Not just visit Sean, but visit Sean
all dressed up,
wearing some of Maniac's wardrobe from the last episode.
Oh my God, right?
A very saucy Pepto pink dress.
It's very, very saucy.
And nobody minded it.
There's a little fuchsia going on. Little fuchsia. It's flowery. I definitely
it's Pepto family.
Dressed up for this guy. I think on purpose. I'm not just returning Gus's shoes. I'm also like, I need to go somewhere in this dress. I know. I'll go see Sean.
Yeah, I do not think she was just dressing up for Cameron. I think she also dressed up for Sean, obviously.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
After that couple skate, you kidding me?
Exactly. From cringing at the pump to getting an eye-popping check at your favorite restaurant, inflation is hitting us all where it hurts, and it really hurts. That's why I started using Upside. Upside is an incredible app for anyone who buys gas, groceries, or dines out, which is everyone. With every purchase, I am earning cash back, thanks to Upside. You guys, I know this sounds too good to be true. I thought it was too, but it's not. It's for real. It's so easy to use. And then you can go spend your money on anything you want because you keep getting this cash back. Anyway, I love it. I love it. I love it. I cannot stress this enough. It is so important right now, especially because everything is so expensive. So why not get some money back, right? To get started, download the free Upside app. Use our promo code PINEAPPLE and get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. Next, claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. Check in at the business, pay as usual with a credit or debit card, and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside. Upside users are earning more than $1 million every week. That's probably why they have a 4.8 star rating on the App Store. Download the free Upside app and use promo code PINEAPPLE to get $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more. That's $5 or more cash back on your first purchase of $10 or more using promo code PINEAPPLE.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back in the second, okay, Jules visits Sean, returning Gus's shoes from the crime scene. Apparently, Cameron canceled her date since he couldn't get the sewer smell off of him, and now we know the other reason why. Sean then uses his food delivery service to hand Jules a hot dog as they go for a romantically platonic stroll on the boardwalk. I'm sad we didn't get to see this scene, but it's very cute. We have some fan questions, Tim. Okay, can we just, I want to say a couple things, though. I thought this episode was... It flew first off, it just went by so fast because it was, it kicks in the second it starts, it's, we're in the crime and it doesn't really stop. I thought all the relationships, and I mean, it's not surprising, it's Andy. But I thought all the relationship stuff in the middle of all of the tension and excitement and everything else, he manages to always still find all the moments between the Gus friendship, you and Sean, me and Sean, the chief,
and
you
really
know,
revealing the vulnerable side of Sean and his feelings toward Juliet, where he really generally gets jealous and upset that he, when he first finds out that she's dating this man.
Yeah, it's all good. And Henry
because
too showing up. I don't know. He loves her. She kind of loves him too. Okay, let's do some fan questions.
Do it,
Tim. Okay, these are good. Was the bank an actual bank? It was, right?
It was.
How did we do that? Did we shoot on a Sunday or something? How did
I think
we shut down?
I think we must have.
I think we had to have, yeah. That's the thing with locations is like whenever you're in a store or a restaurant or whatever, it's always... you know, it's got to be on the off day so that they don't have to lose an entire day of business. But yes, I do believe that was in a bank. And I think, was it, were we like in White Rock all week? Where was that? Oh, no. That wasn't White Rock.
Burnaby. Felt like Burnaby to me.
Yeah, I think it's Burnaby. Yep. I'm remembering now. Okay. What is an invention that you would like to get a loan on? Oh, gosh. I don't know, Tim. What do you think? What would be an invention we would want to get a loan on?
I'll take a jetpack.
A jetpack? A jetpack is awesome. I love that. What would it have on it? I feel like if we were going to invent, if we were going to like take the jetpack and make it like Tim, well, it'd have to have a cape.
Well, sure. But you got to make sure it doesn't hit the jet foil and the cape's going to be made of asbestos so it doesn't catch on fire.
Yes, very smart. So a fire retardant, a fire preventive caped jetpack. We got it. Yeah, go on.
With a obviously a coffee cup holder and a straw that so I can just sip my Starbucks.
Your Starbucks. No brainer. Oh, wait, but it's also going to have like a maybe like a tiny somehow a miniature like ice machine to give you like a perfect ball of ice in a tiny cup with your Kentucky Magic water.
Yeah, but that would be really unsafe to imbibe while operating a jetpack.
You know what? You're right. You're totally right.
But I like the way your head works and that you know me that well.
We're really tricking out your jetpack.
No, it'd still be there for landing. For the post flight cocktail after you land.
Yes, so the second you hit the ground, it makes the ice and fills it with Kentucky Magic water. Okay. So we figured it out. Starbucks Kentucky Magic water. I don't think you need much else, right?
Speaking of Kentucky Magic water.
Yes.
I got an amazing gift from my dear friend Maggie this last weekend.
It's not your whole gift. There's more to your gift coming.
Just like there's more to your gift coming.
Yes. Yes. But I will always arrive with Kentucky Magic water for Tim. Ford, my Tim.
Thanks, Maggie.
Yeah. All right. What snack would you have transported in a zip line pulley system? Oh, Tim, I'll let you guess what snack I would have transported in my pulley system.
I was going to say crab cakes, rice cakes and peanut butter.
Correct. Crab cakes and peanut butter is pretty special though. I like that too. What would your snack be? I feel like, I know what yours is. You ready? And this is just for our writer, Berman's nuts.
Absolutely, Berman's nuts.
Yes, transported in a pulley system. All right. Did you really block off a street or was that a set too? Well, we usually have to block off a street when we're shooting, right? Just for sound and like cars. Yeah.
Yeah. And anytime we're moving a production vehicle, they've got to block it off.
Yeah. This is good. Tim, did it feel good to work with Sean against a common enemy in this episode?
It did. I think the most fun was when he and I teamed up to get in the van and go solve the crime together. I liked the when we start getting a glimpse of the friendship, the strange friendship that is Lassiter and Sean.
I love it too. It's my favorite. I love when Sean and Lassie bond. I love it so much. If someone from the cast had to be a hostage negotiator, who would it be?
I'm going to say Dulé because he's a very reasonable man.
I think Dulé
is really good at seeing all sides of these issues, I think.
Yeah, I think he could like talk to anyone. I think he could sit with and talk to anyone about anything without judgment, without, yes, Dulé, no question. I was thinking James is good too. I mean, I think we're all pretty good conversationalists, but I feel like Dulé is the most like he would not let his emotions get the best of him.
I was going to say level-headed.
Exactly. Very level-headed. Yeah. And very, very open and like non-judgy. Could totally. Oh my gosh. For sure. For sure. Dulé would be our hostage negotiator.
So I think we'd start out with like, okay, hostage taker, safe space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What can we do?
Exactly.
Speaking of safe spaces, are we done with
fan questions? Yes.
So last Saturday night when you brought me to Kentucky Magic Water.
Tuesday.
It was Tuesday?
Yeah. It was last Tuesday night.
I might have had some of that Kentucky Magic Water that night.
I think. Yeah, it was last
in addition to the bottle of scotch that James brought me. So we finally had a little mini get together.
We did. Now, it was so sweet.
Not to exclude our writers and producers and directors and executives who know this who listened to the podcast.
Yeah. It was just a small thing that we sort of put together very quickly, knowing a lot of people are going back to work and leaving. It was really, really special and nice.
Because we had tried to do something a few weeks ago close to my birthday, and then
yeah,
somebody got COVID.
Yeah, how could you? How Sorry. Could you get COVID for your birthday?
But this one was better because I was able to, we were able to drink. So we had a lovely, pretty intimate get together in my backyard with some of our dearest. And it was so good to see everybody. I mean,
we
not
had
everybody, but
so much fun. It was so nice. And Allison, Lily, we got an appearance from Tim's daughter, Lily, who I hope the poster got her her free beanbag. Or her beanbag chair. Can I tell the story?
Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Well, Lily had like a bet with somebody or a deal that somebody basically said to her, a student, a friend of hers, that if she could get a psych poster signed by James and Dulay, he would get her this like $300 beanbag chair that she really, really wants. And Lily was like, this is the easiest bet of my life. I hope she made it seem more difficult than it was.
Yes, but, and I think he also was recommending her for some production design work.
Oh yeah, he is. It's somebody she's working or in school with, right?
Yeah, it was a colleague.
I love this. Well, then I am so happy. I'm even more happy that we could help her out. The beanbag chair is cool, but to help her get some work because Lily is so talented and I love what she has to say. I think she's just a remarkable person. Anyway, so we signed a poster.
She loves her auntie Maggie.
Yes, I love her too. We signed a poster for her, so I hope she got her the beanbag. And then we had a special surprise appearance by your dad from the past, your psych dad.
Ghost dad, Joel McHale.
The sweetest Joel McHale, who is just one of the greatest human beings.
Who lives like an eighth of a mile away and is never in town because he works more than anyone in the world. In fact, and then very next day he flew back to Washington State because I've told the story that Joel and I grew up 20 minutes away from each other without knowing each other, right?
That is so wild. And how did you all originally meet?
Our kids went to the same elementary school.
Okay. Because I remember when I was doing The Great Indoors, you were like, I know Joel, and you came to the taping to hang out with us and we had so much fun that night.
You were so good in that episode.
Oh. Thank
no, that was so fun. That was the it was the night Mary Tyler Moore passed away because that episode was shot on the Mary Tyler Moore stage.
Oh my gosh, that is right. I'm just remembering this. Wow, that's a really good memory, and I'm putting it all together now. A lot happened during that show, and I only did a couple of episodes, but still, it was great. It was a great little show. But you all have remained such good friends, and I know he was, I remember all of the inappropriate but very funny videos he was sending you when you were in the hospital.
Yeah, no, when I was first thing I see you, and I think I've told the story. I mean, I've certainly told it on podcasts, other podcasts.
Right.
Apparently, Megan, there's podcasts other than ours.
What?
I know, it's crazy, but Joel and I have a mutual friend who does a great one. So he and I did an episode just like about our mutual love for each other. And
oh my God, I didn't know this. Wait. I did know this. What am I talking about?
It's Kate Bowler's.
This is a little while ago. Yeah.
It's called Everything Happens, folks. It's just called Everything Happens. There's no folks at the end of it. There's an episode with Joel and I, which is really, it's a beautiful episode because it's two dear people, two dear friends talking about how much we generally love each other.
Yeah.
And just
That's
how incredibly
beautiful.
Supportive he's been to me and my family through all my. I had a stroke, Maggie.
What?
Yeah,
when?
No, it was like 5 years ago. It was in all the papers. I'm okay
now.
I
had no idea.
Crazy, right?
Crazy. Crazy. But I love that joke. I still love that joke.
I'm eating out on that one joke for a long time. I got to come up with some new ones now.
I didn't even tell you this, Tim, to add to special appearances of our week. I didn't tell you this. I completely forgot to, but that I was somewhere in Beverly Hills the other day and I ran into Chris Henze, the sweetest. And he was like, you all should have Carlos Jacot. And I'm like, of course we should.
I haven't talked to Carlos in so long. We should.
We'll totally get him on. But also, yes, our sweet producer who It was just so fun to see him. It was very nice to see him. It was like a little psych week. And
hi, Chris.
Hi, Chris. And so this is a shout out for Andy, always just so well written, and Eric Lanneville, who directed the shit out of this, no question. And I just, this episode, I don't know, there's something really actiony. There's something very suspenseful about it. It's very, very well done. Very well done, start to finish.
It was just because I'm such a fan of Gary Cole. It was so special to get to work with him and him be so gosh darn cool.
He was so cool. So was Alan Ruck. Just a ball. Everybody was so fun. Anyway, do you have anything else you want to add about the episode or our
just awesomeness?
Fun psych week.
I loved you rock, you pop in the collar.
I know.
And it was one of the, there was a really great shot of your badge this one time.
I noticed that too. Yeah, which I almost never have on.
And you pull your gun. We never saw where it came from, of course.
Of course.
I did notice there was one funny moment. Well, I thought it was funny because it was involved me. When I'm getting kind of in the pissing contest with Luntz. And every time I'm standing next to him, I move my lapel so you can my gun's really visible. I just want to make sure that he's got a gun. We're both armed. But every chance I could, I just was really making sure my jack lapel was back so you could see the butt of my gun.
Well, yeah, you were showing him, you were intimidated. You were like, look, I'm a badass too.
I feel like Lasseter maybe tried to get on the SWAT team and was rejected. That's why he had something was stuck in his craw.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. There's just like somebody who's handling it over him. No, because he believes in, I think Lassie does solve it. So, or Lassie at least helps more so than SWAT dude.
SWAT dude.
But yes, we loved Gary Cole. What a fun guest cast we had on this one. We'll get confirmation on that Friendly Indian song for sure. But this was such a fun Gus Walks Into a Bank is just such a it's another psychonic one.
Again, one that I didn't really remember as much other than working with Gary, but then watching it back, I was like, oh, this one's really good.
I am the same way. I had like so many. I remember that street. I remember shooting that scene with Sean running back around the house, like when we go to the wife. Like I remembered that us in that van taking that drive together. It was really hot. I remember that. It was just very vivid. It's very vivid. Like it was yesterday.
It's just like a residential neighborhood in North Van, I'm sure, right near our studios.
It was, I think. But anyway, well, that was Gus Walks Into a Bank, Tim, and you made it. And you didn't even slur.
Or dribble. I was drinking water throughout this entire episode of people. And I didn't spill anything on my microphone.
You didn't spill a thing.
On my lap.
I love it so much. Yay. You guys, Tim is a trooper. He just had dental work. He's still a bit numb. And he showed up to podcast the shit out of it with me.
Because that's how dedicated I am and how
that's
much
how we
I
do
love,
it.
That's how much I love getting to do this with you every week.
Me too. Okay, Tim, love you. And you guys, thank you for, you all have a job to find that psych out. That's this meaning you all, the psychos, you all have a job to find the psych out. And what was the other thing? Was there one other thing? No, I think that was it. I think that's their only task. We're going to find a photo of Mark Shemla, which everyone will be like, okay.
No, I have the photo.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the photo he took of me and my post down to work. Yeah, Mark, if you're looking for an intensely handsome, suave French dentist
in Los Angeles.
In Los Angeles, you want to go to Dr. Shemla?
That's him. That's him to a T. That's him to a T. All right. Thank you, guys. We will see you next week. Next week is Christmas Joy. Yes.
I already know what the pineapple is in this one.
What?
I already know where the pineapple is.
How?
I'll explain it during the episode. I can't
get away. Okay. All right. Bye, Tim.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Maggie.
This was so fun. What an amazing episode, you guys. We always have such a good time. As always, thank you again for listening to season 3, episode 8 of The Psychologists Are In. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod. See you all next week. Mm-hmm.
drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.